أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس أبى أن يكون مع الساجدين قال يا إبليس ما لك ألا تكون مع الساجدين قال لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم وإن عليك اللعنة إلى يوم الدين صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the incident of the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command to the malaika that they should make sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. One very important aspect has been discussed also before in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Baqarah, in which Allah Ta'ala discusses different aspects of the incident, that in our Shariat, kufr and everything that leads to kufr is impermissible, is haram. In the previous Shariats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made kufr haram, but things that lead to kufr was not necessarily made haram. So here, the prostration that took place, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the one hand, it was not ibadat to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, but it was ta'zim, it was in honor of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, which was permissible. And now in our Shariat, it is not permissible to bow down, to make sajda, or anything that signifies reverence, to make tawaf of Baytullah, is reverence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So a person cannot make tawaf of anything else but Baytullah. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. Then the angels, all of them, made sajda. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has stated that from the text, one gathers that this sajda was done all together. There was not a slightest hesitation in any of the angels when the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was given. There was no second thought. There was no procrastination. Everyone hastened into the sajda. Illa Iblis, except Iblis. In Surah Araf, Allah Ta'ala questioned Iblis, why did you not make sajda when I commanded you to make sajda? So he was also included in this command. Iblis, Shaitan, was not from the angels. He was from the jinn. But because of his ibadat and because of his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to move in the company of the angels, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allowed that to happen. So together with that, when they were given the command to make sajda, he was equally given the command to make sajda, but he did not make. Aba, Allah ta'ala says he refused, ayyakuna ma'as sajideen, to be with those who prostrated, those who went into sajda. قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسِ, Allah Ta'ala has asked, O Iblis, مَا لَكَ أَلَّا تَكُونَ مَعَ السَّاجِدِينَ, why did you not make sajda? Why did you not be with those who made sajda? This is one very important aspect that some of the commentators have commented on, and something that is worthy of us trying to understand is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in these verses asked, why were you not with those who prostrated? From here, if we create an environment, for example, of salat in our homes, then salat becomes easy for those who are in our homes. If we create an environment of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, then tilawat becomes easy for all those that are there. And this is one point that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is bringing here, that everybody else went into sajda. Why did you not join them? It would have been easier if you had joined them, because the environment of sajda was created. It was not as though you were singular, you were alone in this, everybody else did it, so it would have created ease. So when everybody else becomes obedient to Allah, and this is environment that we speak about, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, that O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your family to perform salat. And who's the family? The likes of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and those Azwajum Mutahharat, and those daughters, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. It wasn't as though they were not performing salat, but create that environment, wastabir alayha, and you remain firm. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only firm, he was foremost in performing salat. So the environment that is created also creates ease for a person. قَالَ لَمْ أَكُلْ لِأَسْجُدَ لِبَشَرٍ, Allah Ta'ala says that he replied that I would not make sajda to a human being. خَلَقَتَهُ, that you created, مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونٍ, from clay that has a sound, that has fermented, that has become mud. All of that is not me. They in Surah Al-Araf, he replied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَلَقَتَهُ مِن نَار, خَلَقَتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقَتَهُ مِن تِين, you created me from fire, you created him from earth. Earth is a lowly thing, and fire goes up, so I will not make sajda to him. He showed his arrogance to Allah. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ, Allah ta'ala said, go out, in other words, leave here, minha, from it, فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيم, for certainly you are being accursed. In other words, now you are going to be removed from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, and certainly upon you will be the curse till the day of Qiyamah. In the surahs that Allah Ta'ala discusses this, like in Surah Sad, Allah Ta'ala says, لَعْنَتِي, first is the curse of Allah, and then of course every other curse. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that shaitan showed his arrogance and his pride to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he did not fulfill this hukam of Allah. What he was looking at was logic. What he was looking at is logic. A real abid, a real worshipper of Allah, he does not look at logic. He fulfills the command of Allah, whether he understands it or he does not understand it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that we become real slaves of Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.